hellfire, this burning in my skin.
Oh, hello, little demon spawn. Your giant eyes mean you're cute. Oh, did you find a new friend? I killed it. Very good. The conditioning worked. You're just like me as a child. I wonder what else you can destroy.
Hurry up, Spike. You need to finish the book fort. I've already started for you.
Well, I wish you would stack more than three at a time.
That's the retaining wall.
Why does Princess Celestia need a book fort anyway?
She can't just sleep in the guest room. Princess Celestia requires a fortress of knowledge, built by you. No, Spike, that's still too small. You'll have to start over.
I know, but your blueprint is just a crude sketch and a bad pun.
Great idea. You clean and I'll think of some better names.
What about All Quiet on the Western Fort?
Oh, Excellent. You're doing a great job watering those flowers. What's going on here?
We made a welcoming banner.
You made a banner for the wrong princess. Take it down and save it for next week. Still watering those flowers, I see. Good for you. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Cake. Do you have your act together?
Well, we were building a cake fort for the princess, but Pinkie Pie is taking over.
Pinkie, we were supposed to stage this coup together, and now you've done nearly everything without me.
I know, but the mush-making process just couldn't wait. These are crazy times we live in, Twilight. Crazy times!
Pinkie, watch how far I can slide. Well, what do you think? That was at least 4 feet.
Looks great, Fluttershy. Talk about eye candy. Well, was that all?
Oh, that's right. I also discovered a new species. Huh? More?
Ooh, I'll take one home. It can help carry some of Spike's dead weight.
Pinkie, do you want one?
Ugh, no way! I already ate.
But they're free.
We meant as pets.
These are intelligent creatures.
And like I said, I already ate.
Ate what?
An elephant, you know.
And yet she's still skinnier than Spike.
Stop struggling, Rainbow Dash.
I can't. I need to dash. This is so un-rainbow.
This isn't about you. This is about my giant hats. Wow, Rarity. I love your giant hats.
Why, thank you, Twilight. It's nice to see someone appreciates my giant hats.
Blech. Talk about eye candy.
Huh?
Why is your hair alive? Wow, how rainbow!
That's bizarre and ominous. This is the second time I've seen one multiply.
You're mine now.
This will look perfect on a giant hat.
A hostile takeover of Ponyville is underway!
You're such a little...
I need instruments to stop the parasprites! Ugh, thanks a lot!
Oh, I wish Spike hadn't spilled glitter everywhere. Sometimes he can be such a disappointment. I'll just have him lick it up in the morning. Spike, what have you done?
Huh? Ah! They're in my eyes!
talk about eye candy.
I don't get it. We didn't have any guests last night. We just watched Gremlins in an episode of Star Trek and went straight to bed. Look, Twilight, they're building their own fort. The Fort of the Fly.
That's way better than my book fort puns. And I slaved over those for weeks.
I'll gather them up in one of Rarity's giant hats. I know. It's just a cheap knockoff.
Oh, you little things will be much cheaper than those children overseas.
Stop! No complaining.
Oh! Ew! Oh, talk about eye candy! No creature that behaves that revoltingly should be allowed to live.
Look, Rarity, I can stop the Paris sprites with this. Isn't that great?
Pinkie Pie, I don't have time for your tacky nonsense.
You don't understand. I'm getting all these instruments to make a one-woman band and lead the Paris sprites out of town.
Please, Pinkie, stop speaking in fanciful riddles. I'm trying to save Ponyville.
But you're doing it wrong. I'm trying to help you.
Huh. I guess only I can make this look good.
Whoa! Rainbow!
I was going to consult Fluttershy. She's always willing to help the community. Fluttershy, what's going on here?
I don't know. My army of darkness has turned against me, and now Ponyville doesn't stand a chance.
This is almost as bad as that one time with Spike.
Hey, Spike. Why don't we work together to finish this book fort?
I'll stack this one, but that's it.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but I ask so little, and I really need your help.
I'm too dumb and fat, and your blueprint is just a great sketch and a clever pun.
And now we're all going to die because of the Paris sprites, and it's Spike's fault.
Here's all those apples you wanted, Fluttershy. The deal is my family gets to live, right?
Oh, plans have changed.
I got it. We can make Applejack do our dirty work.
Totally. Applejack loves manual labor.
All right, everypony, I've got a plan. We'll gather up all these critters and roll them over into the next town. You two will be our bird's eye candy view. Make sure there are no witnesses.
Rainbow.
Get some.
Good thinking. Use the flowers to draw the attention of the Paris sprites.
Time to go back to hell where you belong. Hang in there. We'll just push our ball of troubles away to the next town over. Then they'll be their problem, not ours. Just like the homeless. Or pollution.
Great, Applejack. Now it's Princess Molestia's problem.
Easier than line dancing with a rattlesnake.
Now let's make Spike clean up Fluttershy's house before the princess arrives.
Where did they come from?
I'll bet Pinkie Pie put them here.
Oh, Pinkie Pie.
Using her gypsy magic. Her evil gypsy magic.
Pinkie, we know you're behind this.
I've been trying to tell you we need music to stop the swarm.
Stop casting spells with your gypsy tongue and speak coherently. We can't understand a word you're saying.
Me? Gypsy? I'm not a gypsy. I'm a pastry chef. Those aren't even similar. Or are they?
Forget her. There's no reasoning with silver tongues.
She's a few shotguns short of a wedding.
You can stop now. The entire town is being destroyed.
Oh, if I knew this was going to happen, I would have smothered the first one when I had the chance.
If they get to my apples... No! My life's work! If they get to my fashion line... My casual hobby!
Oh, I wish I could do something. A cupcake! I'll use my magic to summon a giant cupcake.
Evacuate!
Twilight, that's not a cupcake.
You know what? I'm not even mad at you. You stick to your principles. I know. Rainbow Dash, you're the sacrifice.
Rainbow!
We'll build a giant book fort and live in there, and the princess will never have to know. It'll all be secret, but fun. Oh no! The Royal Polka Band is here! It's all over! What? Pinky! The best princess ever is about to arrive! This is no time for your witchcraft?
Twilight Sparkle, my most faithful student and number one fan.
Number one?
It's so nice to see that you've actually made some friends for once.
So, how's the flight? Encounter much danger?
What is this? These creatures are horrifying.
They're still cuter than Spike.
How has your studying been going, Twilight Sparkle? I know that books are your forte.
Forte?
Unfortunately, I have to help my sister, Princess Molestia, in the next town over. Apparently, someone rolled a ball of Paris sprites into Molestopia, and it crashed straight into a bowling alley, knocking over all the pins.
Oh. That's kind of funny.
No, it actually killed 8 ponies. But I can see why otherwise that would be pretty funny. I'm sorry to have to put you through so much trouble.
I'm fine. We're all fine.
Before I have to go, would you like to give me your report on the magic of friendship in person?
My report's A?
Haven't you learned anything about friendship?
Really?
Didn't you learn something about one of your dear friends?
Oh, right! Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned that it doesn't matter if you can slide 2 feet, or even 5 or 6 feet. What's important is that you look cool no matter what.
I'm so proud of you, Twilight Sparkle. You've learned so much about friendship and magic.
I love you, Princess. She's leaving! She didn't notice all the carnage and dead ponies.
The future is as bright as a rainbow.
Spike can clean this.